Your overflow is based on what God has given as an instruction to the people. And if we miss the pattern in which he's given us, then we don't experience the overflow. God said to send Judah first. Send Judah first. Judah means praise. Yeah. Judah also means the breaker. The breaker. He's the one that breaks things open. He's the one that gets things done. Judah is the progenitor, but Judah is the one that comes and follows after Joseph, which Joseph is the one that is the one that sustains and delivers. But Judah must go first. And you read when they're crossing over the Jordan, when Joshua is now leading, he said, send the Ark of the Covenant before the people. Whereas before, the Ark of the Covenant was in the midst of the people. The presence of God now, as the prescribed order for the kingdom of God, is to send the presence of God always ahead of you. Always ahead of you. When you enter into the tabernacle that Moses erected in the desert, you've come in and you always see something first. When you enter into the gates of the tabernacle, you see the laver of water. There's a cleansing that takes place, but guess what? You see the reflection of you. The responsibility to enter into your place that God has called for you, it's your place. Your place. But we forget we got to clean ourselves up. But when you get into the tabernacle and you just enter and just pass in that water, and there was a family member of mine that used to have this one little fountain before you enter the house, and it had water right there, and, you know, reminding me back in the days when I would be in the Catholic church where you walk in and you put your finger on the sponge. Nowadays they have sponges. But before, when I was a kid, they had real water. So me, like I am, I would grab the water with my hand and just... I was the angel stirring the waters. You know, because you get kids around water. Well, forget kids. You get grown-ups now around water because it's so hot outside. Y'all don't even wait anymore. Y'all just jump in. That labor of water was there to show you that God made a way for you to get there. But you had to cleanse yourself. Oh, watch this. You had to cleanse yourself before you could make any sacrifice unto the Lord. Now, this was prescribed before Jesus. See, Jesus is at the door. He is the door. The Bible describes Jesus as the door. So by just getting to the door, you get to Jesus. Like most people, they get saved and they know that Jesus is their personal Lord and Savior, but they never go past that. They just get to the door. I know Jesus. He knows me. I'm in the kingdom. But there's processes. Say it with me now. Don't be scared. Processes. How many of y'all in the process right now? Hey, I'm going to say. Oh, sometimes you feel like you, oh. Almost lost my salvation right there. I'm sorry. Ooh. Sometimes that process feels like you're in a grinding machine. See, I used to see my grandma and my grandpa used to bring some meat from the slaughter and put it in this one machine. And it went in with big chunks. But it came out little, stringy, mixed all together to be put into something to make it even tighter. Are you going through the process? You feel like you're being grinded down? And there ain't nothing left of you? You feel like you're empty of all of you? You feel like I don't even know who I am anymore. I've been through so many processes. Huh? That's a good place for you to be. Because when you empty all of you, you can get all of him. You understand? But we got to get past this. I know Jesus. He knows me. How are you doing? I'll catch you on the flip side. We can't get people to be serious anymore. We can't get people to really want to get into church. Because it's a prophetic house, then they're going to see all my mess. Don't worry about what we see. Worry about what he sees. Amen. We just a mess just like you. Because when we leave this place, we need the blood too. We need his mercy and his grace. Can we get past the doorway? There is an outer court. And the outer court's all cool. It's where you meet most of your people in church anyhow. You know, because they say, I plead the blood. But most of the sacrifices in the... I don't know why I'm here, but I'm just going to stay here. When we get in the outer court, some of y'all are looking at me, what's he talking about? Read your Bible, then you'll know. So I don't have to teach you all the time. But in the outer court experiences is where they did all the slaughters of the animal. And there's blood running all over the place. And they had to take the blood and anoint the four horns of the altar called the brazen altar. You had to get dirty all over again after you just cleaned yourself up. You're wondering why you're going through so much. You feel like all the blood is draining out of your body. It's the process. You came in. Thank you, Jesus. I receive you. You had an encounter at the altar. You're saved. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But then all of a sudden, he says, now get to work and start cutting some things. I just cleaned myself up. Now get down and dirty and get gritty at it, too. Now I want you to bring that offering that you brought, and it's going to get all over you. You ever wonder why we go through? Oh, Lauren, stand right here, please. Come here, prophet. Come over here. Watch this. Watch this. You notice how you're not alone in the outer court? Because he's making his sacrifice, she's making her sacrifice, I'm making my sacrifice. So there's a lot of blood being spilt in church. I mean, in the outer court. No, I think I said it right. There's some casualties in church. Some people fall away like, oh, you don't cut me and it hurt. Get over it. Right. I know we're visitors in here. Maybe you've been here before and I hadn't seen you, but I love you. You must have been in another church before too because you've been cut too. I see wounds all over everybody. I see some Band-Aids all on you. Some of y'all have had that little, you know those Band-Aids that are makeshift? You take the cigarette wrapper off. You take the tobacco off. Y'all don't know nothing about that? So some of the elderlies in here know talking about. We didn't have no Band-Aids. You just took the cigarettes. Took the back. Gone, you'll be all right. You know grandmamas. They know how to do it. They tell you. Now go on and go play. Blood's still coming out. But you know you. Band-Aids. I caught myself. Band-Aids. See, Band-Aids on everybody. But ain't nobody want to take the Band-Aid off. We're in the outer court, and we still making all the mess everywhere. She got blood on her. I got blood. You got blood, too. But it ain't the blood of the Lamb Jesus. It's the blood of your own sacrifice. It's the blood that has caused you to empty of yourself and empty all the life that you once knew. Oh, you don't hear me. See, that sacrifice, you had to bring what you could. You had to bring what you had. And if you didn't have, he said you could even bring a turtle dove. So y'all can't even catch birds nowadays. But I remember back in the day, we used to have those Daisy Rider, you know, BB guns, being in an alley. Oof. Birds laying everywhere. Bring you one, you know what I'm talking about, right? You bring one of those birds, you can put it in the altar, you got to cut it in half. You're still making a mess. What God is trying to tell you, in order for you to get to the inner court experience, you've got to go through the mess that you're in the outer court. Y'all think that the outer court, oh, that's just where the people that really ain't saved. No, that's where we are. That's where we are today in the outer court amongst the mess. And we all messy, getting blood all over it. Just that. And we all stinky, just stinky, you know, because we've been sweating. It's hot. Ain't no AC in the church no more. You know, it's just sweating. Don't put the praise so much because I'll be running around. Makeup coming off everywhere. Eyelash this way, that one. It don't matter. And then some of y'all don't even realize y'all do this and wig going that way. But hey, and it's all right because you got your praise. Oh, you got that toupee going this way. But what I'm trying to tell you is you just make a mess. And
and we're gathered together as we assemble together in the outer court. But there comes a time when you get beyond being with the person next to you and say, this is good. For a minute, we're okay. I need to have an inner court experience. I need to get beyond what's behind that door. Some people may not always want to go with you. You just got to get this. I love you. Peace. I'm stinky. You stinky. Love you. And you get to stepping closer to the inner court. You ain't in the Holy of Holies yet. If y'all looking at me, what is he talking about? Read your Bible. Watch this. There's another door. There's another door when you get past religion, religiosity, and the things that you once knew. Once you've emptied everything of yourself, that there's no more life and remnant of yourself anymore, you can go into the inner court and begin to experience something that he wants to show you about him. Oh, man. And then when you get there, so when you get behind that curtain, take me behind the veil. I don't want to go there, God. I done gone through a mess. Oh, yeah, y'all can sit. I'm sorry. Y'all look at me. He's drunk. I'm drunk in the Holy Ghost. With wine that this thing that's stirring inside of me, I feel it. You get behind that second door, and he starts revealing more of him through his glory. Through his glory. And you're staring at the table of showbread. I'm going to break it down for you someday. I'm starting to study this thing. Woo! And what it is that, you know what the bread is? This, you know, the bread. You know, you walk by, the bakery and that's fresh, isn't it? That's fresh bread. You know what I'm talking about? You know when they kind of do the comal and it's real hot and they put the tortilla on there? Yeah. Oh, Lord. You start to go to that level like, oh, Jesus. Because something to do about that bread. See, what happens is when you put bread on the fire, the aroma of God comes forth. But you had to go through the process from being out in the fields, being tight together as wheat, brought into the threshing floor, being beat up, whooped, sifted, blown away. But what was left, you thought that was it. You still got to go through the grinding. But then after the grinding, it's made into fine flour that becomes the showbread in the inner court. Are you hearing me? And you still ain't done yet. Watch this. I'm drunk, man. Watch this. You get beyond the bread, the candlesticks, which is the light, but you also have the incense. You know the ones when you go to the little corner stores, they have incense everywhere. And you walk in, you're there. Oh, okay. They sell incense here. You got grapes, strawberry, pineapple, all kinds of things at the same time. But you know you're in a place that sells incense. This incense was the incense that continued to burn, and it wouldn't go out. And watch this. As that aroma would go up, it was because of the prayers of the saints that had been there before that would burn it, and it would go up. Prayers were always going up. You understand? Because out here in the outer court, you're praying for self. You don't know what I'm going through. He does. When you get past the, woe is me, you can enter in to an inner court experience. But it don't stop there. Because all of a sudden now when you get used to being the one that is always interceding for other people and always the one that's being illuminated by what God has for the other people, now he wants to speak. And he calls you into his chamber. His chamber. When you get to the chamber of God, you're at the altar where the blood has been sprinkled. It started with the blood out here, and it ends with the blood on the mercy seat.
And the mercy seat is where he said, sprinkle the blood between the wings of the cherubim, and I will meet you there. Hold on now. Oh, he's not going to meet me in the inner court? He's not going to meet me in the outer court? Nor is he going to meet me at the gate. Did y'all miss that? He said, I will meet you at the mercy seat. Have you ever felt like you've been crying out for mercy lately? You feel like, I went to give blood and I have no more blood, God. There's where he wants you. He's in that process to receive more of him. I just gave you a teaching that many people, if some of y'all don't know where it's at in the Bible. It's in Exodus that he gives to Moses that was not a builder. Matter of fact, when Moses began to build, he accidentally murdered someone. So let me just point something out. Your mistakes, your mess ups, doesn't disqualify you. Doesn't disqualify you. The church folks in the outer court, they'll try to disqualify you. But the one in the inner court and the Holy of Holies at the mercy seat says, come to me. Come to me. Don't worry about everybody else out there having their party and everything, and their pity parties and crying and this and that. Come to me. And when you come to me, I'll speak to you. I'll tell you what you need when you need it. And I'll tell you how to obtain it and how to get it. When you get into the Holy of Holies, watch this. The only one that was able to get in there was the high priest that was chosen. We didn't have an advocate called Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lamb was not shed yet. But when it was done at the cross, that veil that separated from the inner court to the Holy of Holies was ripped. And because you said yes to Jesus Christ, you are the high priest. Every single one of you are the high priest. To this little child here, where the baby's in the room, high priest. And because you're the high priest, you have the right to walk straight to the Holy of Holies, to the mercy seat, so he can speak to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now my question was, do you want overflow? You send Judah first. Your praise breaks open the heavenly realm. Your worship is intimacy with God, and that's what closes the door. What's that going to close the door? A lot of these children in here didn't come with the door open. Intimacy. Some of us don't want to get intimate with God because he's going to see all of my junk. He sees it regardless. You still walking, breathing, talking, right? He hasn't struck you down. It's because he loves you that much. Amen? Send your praise first. Regardless of what you're going through, you send your praise up. And it begins to overflow. Yes, to who? The one next to you. The one that you started out in the outer court with, doing the same kind of mess that you were doing. It overflows. You understand? Hallelujah. Yeah. That's the glory of God. You know, when you drink a little bit, I feel a little lightheaded. You get a little, you know, your inhibitions kind of go down. Yeah, I love you. Well, how come you didn't tell me that when you weren't drinking? I better stop. My God, I better stop. Some of y'all just need to learn how to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. I don't know about you, but back in the day, I'm going to tell you how long ago. Because then y'all start doing the numbers and, Pastor, you need to be at that altar, baby. I stay at the altar. We need to learn how to just love him. Not for what he can do, not what he's supposed to do. Just love him for who he is. Now, I don't love my wife because she can cook. I don't love my wife because she does laundry. It helps. I don't love my wife because she feeds the dogs and the cat. Or she makes coffee in the morning. Because if it was all predicated on what she does, then it's all about works and not about an individual. You hear me? It's always about the individual, the person. So when you come to church, it isn't because of the works in the church. It's because of him, the person. And then when the person shows up, you know how, did y'all feel the presence of God in here? Raise your hand. No, raise your hand. Some of y'all didn't. It's okay. So that happens. It does happen. When the presence of God shows up, you know what that is? God's approval. That's God's approval that he shows up as you're worshiping him. You ever walk into a church and you don't feel the presence of God? Ooh, do that Michael Jackson moonwalk all the way out of there and move. God's stamp of approval is not on it. The Bible says when two or three are gathered in his name, there will he be. So you should walk into a church to feel the presence of God if the people came together in unity for God. Oh, that's a whole nother service. All right, can Mr. Allen go ahead and turn on the back lights and then we'll go to the front. Josh and Hannah, go ahead and lift this up, turn it off, and let's get ready to record. That was just a little sermon for you. A little appetite, sir. Appetite, sir. Because I done fed you real good. Y'all should be like, oh, I'm going to take that Band-Aid and take it off. My spiritual daughter in the house, Miss Katrina, is going to come and minister the word to you. I've been telling God I'm taking a sabbatical this month, and I'm not preaching. Okay. Well, at least I didn't have to prep a message. He just gave me the message. Hallelujah. You know, when God gives you something fresh, just deliver. You know how we used to call Domino's Pizza 30 minutes or it's free? And you know, you would click and you'd hit that stopwatch and you waiting. They got 10 more seconds. 10. Dang. And they would show up. Have you seen the commercial now? They ain't rushing it no more because they're concerned about freshness. Can we be like Domino's and not want to rush everything? Even processes. So I said, God, I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to relax and see what you're going to give the house through our sons and daughters. We got guest ministers coming in. So I want to hear what Miss Katrina has to say. Prepare your hearts to receive. She has ministered in this house and she preached the word and she preached the word. Thank God for her. I've seen the growth in this child. I've seen the growth in her and her family. And I thank God that the word is penetrating. So I pray that you hear the word of the Lord. Prepare your hearts to receive. Miss Katrina, will you come and bless this house and bless your pastor? Give it to him.
Whew. I was about to do that to calm myself down.